This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. You want to have a successful GoFundMe campaign? Make it about pets. Cats and dogs are some of the most frequent subjects of the crowdsourced charity, and unfortunately, some of its more heinous frauds.
There are a number of people out there that are sincere about saving animals and are willing to invest a lot of money to do so.
I think the reason why the scams are so easy for the scammers to pull off is because nobody wants to question, you know, can I trust the story? It doesn't cross their mind that somebody would steal a photo of some random dog off the internet and then write this long sob story about my dog got hit by a car.
One notorious animal-related fraud came out of Tampa in 2015. Soaring Paws is a dog rescue charity that claims to step in just in the nick of time to save abused and abandoned dogs from being euthanized. Albert Adams is the charity's founder. He often uses YouTube videos to promote his cause.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. I'm on my way to pick up Roscoe in Fort Myers.
He was a pilot, and he claimed to transport animals in need. There's 20 dogs, and they're in a shelter in Mississippi, and if they don't get out of that shelter, they're going to die there.
He would rent a plane, and then he would fly to these different states and pick up these animals, mostly dogs, and bring them to places that there were low-kill shelter rates.
Renting planes isn't cheap, and neither is fuel. So Adams needs help. He initially begins raising funds on Facebook.
No one likes the idea of dogs being euthanized, and if you can do something about it, you take some type of action to help him in his cause.
In another YouTube video, Adams demonstrates to his donors what a typical run looks like.
We're on our way to pick up 6 little 3-week-old puppies and 2 larger dogs, 2 labs, I believe.
We did gather some of those YouTube videos. Essentially, they were fun and quirky. He would have himself. Sometimes he would showcase the animals. And he really liked to be on TV.
He would run different campaigns to solicit funds, claiming that any donation made over the weekend, that he had investors who would match those funds dollar for dollar.
Adams is a natural marketer. He tells donors that a famous New York Yankee is on board with his mission.
There were a number of people that he led to believe that Derek Jeter was a major contributor to the organization.
Adams also claims to work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He held a campaign once to raise money for a 9-year-old boy who was suffering from leukemia, and all this little boy wanted to do was fly with Soaring Paws.
Over the span of 4 years, Adams raises more than $140,000 on social media and his personal website. But he needs more money for his latest endeavor. In late 2015, Adams tells his donors that he needs $130,000 for a new plane, one that he would own.
He said he desperately needed to keep going on his mission of saving animals, because it'd be more cost-effective if he owned a plane instead of having to rent one.
He starts a GoFundMe campaign to buy the plane. He even posts a photo of the aircraft.
He also claimed that if he raised half the funds, that he had an investor that would pay the other half. So all he needed to do was raise 50%, and someone else would pay the other 50% of the plane.
There's just one problem with his campaign. Not everyone is pleased with Albert Adams. Over the past year, a Facebook group, Soaring Paws Exposed, alleges that Adams isn't honest about his mission.
They were pretty clear that they had issues with the way he was advertising, seeking money. Pretty aggressive about their complaint against Soaring Paws and Albert Adams.
The Tampa Bay Times also runs several articles on Adams and his disgruntled donors. In the spring of 2016, Florida's Division of Consumer Services opens up an investigation into Soaring Paws. Investigator Randall Jones says Adams stretches the truth of his mission.
He claimed that he was transporting between 300 and 500 dogs each month. The numbers were nowhere near that.
Adams claims that 100% of proceeds goes to the charity. But investigators say Adams uses a significant portion of the money on himself.
It was being used for things like paying his mortgage It was being used for parties, throwing a party, and buying a substantial amount of liquor. Well, we know the dogs are not drinking this.
He makes a $24,000 payment on his credit card.
When a charity says that they're giving 100% of the proceeds, then they really need to document that they are. And we saw clearly once we received the bank records that we subpoenaed that, the money was not going there.
Adam's fatal mistake is the photo he uses in his GoFundMe campaign for the new plane. A member of Soaring Paws Exposed looks up the tail number and discovers that something's not quite right. Randall Jones follows up on the tip.
Through my investigation, I was able to find who owned that plane, and that person was never in negotiation with Albert Adams or Soaring Paws to sell that plane.
And the owner's like, I don't know anything about this charity, and I have no clue what's going on.
GoFundMe shuts down the campaign after Adams raises $12,000. Investigators say Adams randomly plucks the photo off the internet. They also say he recycles photos of dogs for purported rescue missions that never actually happened.
There were some instances where dogs that he claimed were rescued were used in more than one photo or advertisement to try to seek more money for the charity.
Of course, astute observers would look and go, well, those are the exact same puppies that you transported 2 years ago.
And despite his claims, investigators say Adams never had any contact with Derek Jeter or Make-A-Wish. In December 2017, the state of Florida charges Adams with 7 felonies. He pleads guilty to 5, while the other 2 are dismissed. He's sentenced to 10 years probation and is no longer allowed to run a charity.
The evidence was just overwhelming in the case. There was no doubt that the way the charity was supposed to be run, it wasn't run that way.
Surprisingly, most of the donors don't want their money back.
They kept telling the detective as well as my office that, you know what, if he saved one dog, we're happy. We don't want our money back.
Instead, Adams is required to pay a penalty of $18,000 to animal shelters in the Tampa area.
So at the end, we were paying it forward. Because at the end of the day, that's what this was about. It was about saving the animals.
As for their platform's use in this fraudulent case and any others, GoFundMe tells American Greed, "We will continue to fully protect the GoFundMe community and believe these rare instances of misuse will not discourage people from helping others." While GoFundMe and other crowdsourced charities can be a godsend for those in need, it's stories like these that can make people think twice before clicking that donate button.
I think the big takeaway is that never underestimate the creativity of people who are desperate for money.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.